Good morning, church. Are you ready to praise the Lord this morning? Well, let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we have the breath of life in us, that we have the we've been able to make the conscious decision to be here in church this morning, to do something productive with our lives. There's many other things that we could be doing here this morning. But today, we're here, gathered together in the name of Jesus, to sing songs and praises to you, to glorify and lift up the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for this privilege now. And that, that no matter what the circumstances are in our life, whether they are good, they are bad, help us, Father, now to simply press in toward you, to set them aside, and just to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. And we thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is my Father's world,
indeed, this is our Father's world.
saints of all, the church in earth and heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 4 says, he breaks the power of canceled sin, and he sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, and his blood availed for me.
Amen.
That's what today is about. I had a number of people wish me a happy Easter yesterday. I said, well, if we're going to go do that, we can do happy Ishtar. I said, but tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. That's what it is. It's not happy Ishtar. This is when Jesus rose up from the grave, and Satan knew beyond the shadow of a doubt that he had been forever been defeated. Now give Satan persistency points for not giving up. But he breaks the power of canceled sin, and he sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean, and it has availed for me and for you. You know, here on earth, you know, we like to be a gracious winner. But today I don't feel like being a gracious winner. I feel like rubbing Satan's head in the dirt and simply saying, oh, by the way, for the 2,000th time every single year, here, you're being reminded that you've been defeated. Amen. I have been redeemed. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing this one more time. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Unredeemed, unredeemed, praise the Lord. The Lord reigneth, the Lord reigneth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For the Lord our God, omnipotent, reigneth in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord.
blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, the Lord our God, omnipotent, great in majesty. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice.
Now, who can tell me what Philippians 4:4 says? We were just singing it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart, down in my heart. And I'm so happy, so very happy. Love of Jesus in my heart. I've got the peace that passes understanding down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the peace that passes. Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Almighty, most holy Lord.
death, it will have no sting. Let the prisoner go free, join the dance and sing. Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious almighty God. Almighty, most holy God, faithful through the ages. Almighty, most holy Lord, glorious almighty God.
Hallelujah.
You know, human beings can be fickle at times, but God is never fickle. He doesn't change and say, well, you know, I forgive you today, I don't forgive you tomorrow. Sorry, I don't feel like redeeming you today, even though you want to repent. I'm sorry. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's what it talks about in Hebrews 13:8. Almighty God, faithful through the ages. Indeed He is.
Above all the earth.
visualize, if you will, that we are here in this room. Surrounding us are God's holy angels, the ones that God has assigned to protect us. And they're worshiping along with us right now. And outside, Satan and his demons doing what they can. But this song here, this comes out of Psalm 97. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Lowercase g. And we do exalt him. Let's sing this one more time.
For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. For thou, O Lord, art high above all the earth.
Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I am the resurrection and the life, he said to Martha. For he that believes in me, although he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that lives and believes in me shall never die. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word, O Lord. Thank you for your resurrection power coming upon us this morning, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwells in you. Romans 8:11. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. Praise your holy name. And when he arose, he spoiled principalities and powers. He made a show over them openly, triumphing over them at the cross. Triumphing over them. And we have a reason to be excited today. We have a reason to celebrate, Jesus celebrate. For he is risen. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to rejoice in the Lord and the power of his might. Oh, hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for redeeming us, O Lord, for redeeming us. Oh, thank you, Father. And giving thanks unto our Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, by whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And the devil was defeated once and for all. And by his death and resurrection, we have eternal life. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are excited for what you did on the cross. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In Philippians 2:5. And being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation, taking upon him the form of a servant, he became in the likeness of men. And being in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God high exalted him, and he gave him a name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, on things in heaven, on things on earth, and things below the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So we have a reason to be excited. We have a reason to celebrate. Jesus celebrate. Hallelujah. For he is risen. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was and is to come. Hallelujah. For what is a hope and joy and crown of rejoicing, isn't it even us in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ that he is coming? And we thank you and praise you. Yes, it is, Lord. Yes, it is. What a wonderful day that will be to be in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the victory. Oh, giving us the victory in Christ Jesus. We love you. We appreciate you, Heavenly Father, for what you've done. For what you've done on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for moving in the midst of us today in such a mighty way. Thank you, Lord, for touching every believer. Let the resurrection power fall upon each and every person in this body of believers. We pray today, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the excitement rise. Let the victory, O Lord, be in each heart today. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let no one leave the same as they came, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And let the high praises of God be in each mouth, we pray, Lord, and the two-edged sword in our hands. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for anointing the pastors. He will bring the message to us. Give him, O Lord, we pray, the freedom to preach. Let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory all around in this body of believers. Thank you for blessing the finances of this church more and more, more and more, exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Thank you, Father. Praise your holy name. And as we are about to receive this offering, you told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse, that it will be meat in my house. And prove me herewith, said the Lord, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, that you stand good in your promises. Oh, Lord, but we are going to give today. We're going to give to the work of the Lord. We are going to give unconditionally. We are going to give because of what we are going to receive. But we are going to give, oh, Lord, with gladness in our heart today in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory in this body of believers. Thank you, Lord, for using us. Thank you for sending us. Thank you, Lord, that, oh, Lord, that what we have received, what you've done in our lives, we want to share with the world. We want to share to every opportunity that we have. We want to share it. We want to proclaim it from the housetop. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for giving us, O Lord, that heart's desire to reach out to those who have no hope. And Lord, we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children shout it. Amen.
Praise the Lord. And happy Resurrection Sunday to you. Are you happy you got a resurrection day today? Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to have some prayer time here. And to those of you that listen to us, you will not hear. We have a tremendous, I would say, music department now. It's not a, it's a department. And it's actually, I'm thinking about in heaven, it's going to be all kind of different nationalities. And if you that were here, you enjoyed it. On my left side, we got the Mexicans. And they are producing some great drumming and rhythm, right? On my right side, we got the Russians. Actually, the Russian. So far, only one. And he really brings up the music. And in the middle, the Americans. That's the mix. So praise the Lord. And you know, it's a great joy to see Javier and Romero. You see, I had different names. Romero. These were two men that did not know the Lord, were together as young people in Mexico, and then they got saved in different places, and then they are united here at the Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. That's fantastic. Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have some praise reports here for you. This here is an email that came in from Germany. And I'm not going to give the name on it, but it's a gentleman that we have never heard before. And I thought this is significant. We have the census now being taken in the United States. And you realize that he's asking you for not only how many people live there, but he wants to know your name. Well, this gentleman in Germany gave his name and address. And I was not familiar with where he lived. So I put just his address on Google, search. And you know what? The city came up, and the streets and everything else. I could see the house where he lives. And then in my left corner, his name popped up. And it said, at this address lives such and such a person. Now you talk about control. In Europe, they have to register. If you move from one place, you have to register with the police. And now think about this. You punch in an address, any place in the world, particularly right now in Europe, and not only do you see the house, the city, everything else, but you also get to know who lives there. Anyway, that's when I'm not giving my name where I live. None of their business. This is what this email said. Hello, Pastor Terrell and family. I would like to thank you for your courages, encouraging words and sermons. Since about 4 weeks, I listened to your audio sermons. Let me tell you that this filled a gap of knowledge and understanding for me. After years of walking on the wrong ways and addictions, God moved my heart in his direction again. Though I was baptized 35 years ago, I strayed away from him and his word. I am so glad that his mercy still pushes me, so I won't get lost. God bless you very much and keep up your good work. Have you been praying we get more and more people in Germany? And so I'm really rejoicing over this. Now, this week, the devil was really on the warpath. And so Thursday night, when I got down here, I got just one bad report after the other. And I changed my teaching. Those of you that were here or watched us knew that. And we prayed, and I can tell you this. We had victory in California. We had victory in New York. And we had victory in Virginia. So praise God. And we're going to read here. This is from Patty Sims. I had to hear, see what happened to that. Is here. Okay, this is from Patty Sims. We prayed for Patty Sims during our Thursday night Bible study. And as of this morning, as we talked to her, she's feeling better. She had blood work done Friday, believe that she's getting too much thyroid hormones, which to her is good news. She don't have a thyroid. And they're giving her thyroid hormones, and if there are too many, which means something is working inside her body, which indicates that her body is doing something, despite that she has no thyroid. Let us pray that her healing continues at the time we will get the report that God has created a new thyroid gland for Patty. Now, there's nothing for God to create a new organ. If we can transfer an organ from a cadaver and put it into a human being, don't you think that God could supernaturally simply create another one and just slip it in? Oh, yes. This one here request is from Belgium, but it's from a South African man. This is from Brother Gert, and he was born in his family in South Africa. And this came in just before I was going to turn off my computer. And he hope, this is what he said. I hope this mail is still in time for prayer request. Yes, it was, just barely. Yesterday, one of South Africa's past political right-wing figures, Eugene Terreblanc, also a farmer, was murdered on his farm. It seems there are some racial tension brewing in South Africa, and some people believe the murder was committed as a result from some left-wing political calls over the last few months for white farmers to be killed. And he's asking for prayer. Now, South Africa has, if I have my numbers right, probably 4 to 5 million white people. And these are descendants. They had been in Africa, South Africa, for close to 300 years. It would be the same thing as Indians would research in America and start murdering white people, and people in Europe says, well, the whites should really get out because, you know, they don't belong there anyway. But what do you do when you lived in a country for 300 years, been born there, and then suddenly you have this racial tension? So let's pray that God's people will win in South Africa, and we can have the whites and the blacks in harmony. There's also people from India there, and they are called colored people. There are Chinese people there. So they really mix them up. So we're going to pray for that. Now, let's talk about oil. On March 28th, 2010, was last Sunday, oil was selling for $80 per barrel. The speculators drove the price of oil up to $84.87. There's no physical reason for this increase in price. Oil supplies are high. We are flooded in oil in America right now. Consumption is down, and the refiners in the U.S. are only working 84%. And the less we buy, the less they make because they want to keep that price up. According to supply and demand, oil prices should go down. But the greedy speculators that wrecked the world economy are not trying to drive up the price of oil and enticing investors to follow them. These are the same people that wrecked Greece last year and created such a turmoil in Greece. Speculators. They've been all over the world. And right now they're simply saying, well, let's go with the oil and drive it up. As the buying frenzy begins, the greedy speculators get out of the market. They will simply drive the price up. Everybody else is getting in on the market thinking this is going up. The greedy ones go out. They take the profit and then watch the oil market crash. Remember, they did this 3 years ago. Oil, $140 a barrel. We paid over $4 here to buy for gas. Then they crashed it, and they got oil down to about $38 a barrel. Remember that? That was a deliberate crash. This is how they're working it. So let us pray hard that God will destroy the works of these diabolic speculators. That's what I want to do, because these are people that are simply vultures. That's what I call them. Now, here's a praise report. Let us greatly praise God for financial miracle last week. We had to come up with $2,000 for rent of March, and the deadline was Wednesday, the 31st. Sunday was not a good day here. We did not even make overhead, very little offering, very small. But God moved upon people in Sweden and some other places. And there was enough money to pay the rent on March 30th, one day before the deadline. Tuesday, we had the money in. It came in from overseas. It came in from different people in the United States. And we want to thank you, all of you that helped us out last week. Thank you very much. During the rest of the week, money started to come in from other people in Sweden, Germany, and from the United States. And this coming Monday, which is tomorrow, we will be able to meet payroll and to pay some bills. So that is a great praise the Lord. Well, let's pray right now. So those of you that like to come up and be prayer partners, come on up.
Dear God, thank you for this time we're able to come and be with you, Father, in this house. And be here on holy ground. And Father God, I just pray right now for Patty Sims this morning, God, that she needs a new thyroid, God. And I would ask you, Lord God, to give it to her. And to heal her. And to strengthen her in every way, Lord God, that she is able to serve you mightily and powerful. And to let her voice go out among the rest of this country, Lord God, that she and the people that she speaks with, Lord God, that you did heal her. And Lord God, I pray for healing on Patty Sims right now, Lord God. New thyroid in her, Lord God. And you are the one and the only one, Father God, that can restore her. Nobody else in this world can do what you can do. I praise you for this, God. I praise your holy name and thank you for what work you're going to do on Patty Sims. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, I just want to praise you. I want to start out this morning by praising you and thank you that I'm able to stand here in this body of believers today. You know how exhausted and the difficulty I was having in thinking this morning, and just being here in your church and being surrounded with my brothers and sisters in Christ, and just that awesome, fantastic music being lifted up to you, Father. You just filled me with joy and with energy and with more of your Holy Spirit, and I just thank you for that energy that we can have through you. I just praise you for this awesome worship team that we have. And I do have to confess, Father, that as you know, that I hadn't been all that thrilled about drumming in the past, but praise the Lord, I love it now.
Amen.
And I just want to lift up these, as Pastor John calls them, these greedy vultures to you who are speculating on oil prices. But most of all, Father God, they are men and women just like the rest of us here are. And they are driven by greed, and they are driven by profit. And I just pray right now that you would reveal to them the condition of their heart and their need for a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, your Son. And I pray that you would break them, that you would bring them to their knees, that all those things in the world that they are so dependent on, that fuel their need for control and for making money, that all that stuff would just crumble and it would burn just like wood, hay, and stubble, and you would show them that that is wood, hay, and stubble, and that their eternal life, their life with you is much more important than the green god that gods that they are pursuing. And I come against every demonic force in the name of Jesus. And I say that you are bound and can have no effect on these men, so that the Holy Spirit can come in and speak to them. And I ask this in Jesus' name and by the blood of Jesus, who shed his blood for us on this and rose from the dead on this Resurrection Sunday. On this Resurrection Day, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity, O Lord, to lift up our needs to you and let the request be made known unto you. Are we all in agreement? Let us raise our hands above the church's finances. In the name of Jesus, we command again every hinder and every interfering spirit, any distracting spirit to stop the finances from coming in. We command you in the name of Jesus to loose this church's finances right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this body. Thank you for providing, O Lord, exceeding abundantly all that we ask, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for supplying all our needs. And we pray, O Lord, not threefold, not tenfold, but a hundredfold, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God is our provider. God is the one that shall supply all our needs. And there is no limit to what the Lord our God can do. And Lord, we pray for an abundance. We pray, O Lord, that you meet every need there is in this body and over. And abundantly, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord, we want, O Lord, to use the money, O Lord, for the expansion of the kingdom of God. Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need there is. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Father, we lift up this man in Germany who has contacted us to tell us the good news of that he's coming back to you, Father God, after many, many years of walking away from you. And Father, I'm reminded of Paul when he said, you know, I planted, it's Apollos that watered, but it's God that gives the increase. And Father, we thank you that we can simply be an instrument, a tiny little conduit through you working here on this earth, that this man, as he has listened to this audio and been blessed by it, Father God, there will be others also that will be blessed by it. And we don't do this, you know our intentions, it's not to do this to have self-gratification, to whatever. It's not about us. It's about you, Father God. Father, we do thank you for his testimony of taking the time to write us and to share that he has been blessed by the truth that is preached here in the audio. So, Father God, we just ask that now you would just continue to strengthen him, that as he has come back, and that you never really let him go, but Father God, that you will never let him stray again, but that you will just hold him on the straight and narrow path, and that you will turn him on fire. that it won't just be, you know, just this, well, there's no such thing as a lukewarm Christian, but that he would just be either be hot or cold. But Father, we pray for that hotness on his part.
Yes.
Change him from the inside out. Father, we know that when you grab a hold of us, there is a change that happens on the inside. And it is very, very apparent on the outside as a result. Father, we thank you now for this man's testimony. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, I come before you to lift up South Africa, and in fact, all of Africa. Father, you know my heart is there. You know that I miffed when you wanted to send me there as a missionary nurse, and I blew it. And now you're letting me have some ministry to Africa. But Father God, you know, those people are as precious as any people on earth. Everybody is the same to you, Lord God. Jesus died for everyone. He died for those who love him. He died for those who don't love him. He died for those who know him and don't know him. He died for all of us. And everybody can come. Anybody can come to him, Lord God. And so we take authority over the principalities and powers over Africa, and especially right now over South Africa, while all this turmoil is coming about, and Satan is trying to cause racial wars and racial hatred and all kinds of pain and agony for the people living there, all unnecessary, Lord God. Father, we bind those powers in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind every demon spirit that is coming in to disrupt that nation and cause trouble and cause it to be warring and cause millions of people to die a horrible death. Father God, we ask your holy angels to move into South Africa and take out that enemy, take out those evil spirits, take out the hatred and put love in their hearts, Lord God, and let them turn to you in mass and as they did in Haiti, and do it there, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit flow freely, Lord God, and we will continue to hold up that nation and protect those people that love you, protect the people that don't love you, and keep and help them turn around, Lord, and come to you and realize that there is something better than fighting and killing. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Dan Streisand to you right now. Father God, we thank you that you are healing his body, that you're taking care of his needs, Father God, that he will have a supernatural miracle, that Lord, shortly be able to come here to testify that God touched him and healed him and set him free from the diseases and chains that have been wrapped around him. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for healing everyone here today, including my wife. And Father God, everyone that is being ailing, have some kind of sniffles or cold or whatever it is, Father, that there will be a sweep by your Holy Spirit over this congregation. And Father God, whatever there is, we thank you right now for healing everyone that is here today, whatever their needs are. If there's a skin problem, or if there's a sinus problem, they will be healed. Today is a day of healing. And also to heal our hearts, Lord. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those are a great sight. Amen. You may be seated. Children will go to their classes. And outlines will be handed out.